The Lions were back on the field in Dallas on Sunday after their bye week, but so was Cowboys starting quarterback Dak Prescott. But it really wasn't Prescott that made the difference. It was the Dallas defense. The Lions turned the ball over 5 times in the second half as Dallas beat Detroit 24-6 on Sunday. The Lions fall to an NFL worst 1-5 and return home next Sunday to face Miami. The Colts never led in a 19-10 loss to Tennessee. The Titans completed their second straight season sweep of the Colts. Tonight, the Bears end their 12-day layoff when they visit New England on Monday Night Football. The 2022 Fall Classic is now set. Philadelphia beat San Diego 4-3 on Sunday to win that series 4-1. And the Houston Astros beat the Yankees 6-5, and they advance to the World Series after a 4-game sweep of New York. Game 1 of the World Series is Friday night in Houston. NBA, the Pistons are off. The Pacers travel to Philadelphia at 7, and the Bulls host Boston at 8 o'clock. Sunday in the NHL, the Detroit Red Wings scored 3 power play goals in a 5-1 win over the Anaheim Ducks. Dominic Kubalik had a goal and 2 assists. Dylan Larkin, David Perron, Joe Valeno, and Elmer Soderblom also scored. Detroit has yet to lose in regulation and has not been scored against while shorthanded. Although one of the teams that did beat Detroit in overtime has won 3 straight, the Blackhawks, who rallied from a 3-1 deficit to beat Detroit for a 4-3 win on Friday, rallied from 2-0 down on Sunday to beat the Seattle Kraken 5-4. Jason Dickinson and Tyler Johnson scored the game-tying and go-ahead goals just 13 seconds apart in the third period. College football's new top 25 has Georgia still at number 1, followed by Ohio State, Tennessee, Michigan, and Clemson. Penn State is 13th, and Illinois is number 17. High school football from Friday night, as you heard on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM. St. Joseph won the SMAC Conference Championship with a 47-29 win over Battle Creek Central. The Bears finished the regular season at 8-1 and will host East Grand Rapids Friday night at 7 o'clock in the first round of the playoffs. As you heard on 97.5 Y Country, Lakeshore's season ends with a 3-6 record with a 20-14 loss to Portage Central. It's only the second losing season for Lakeshore since 1988. The Lancers also did not win a game at home this year. The rest of the playoff field was also announced on Sunday. In Division 4, Pawpaw will travel to Edwardsburg. They get the winner of Niles at Three Rivers. Also in Division 4, Vicksburg is at Hastings. In Division 5, Kalamazoo United will be at Grand Rapids Catholic Central, and Hopkins is at Berrien Springs. In Division 6, Waterloo heads to Grand Rapids to face top-seeded Grand Rapids West Catholic, and Buchanan is at Constantine. In Division 7, Brandywine travels to Lawton, and Delton Kellogg is at Schoolcraft. In Division 8, Decatur is at Reading, and they'll face the winner of White Pigeon and Centerville. In Division 2, Portage Northern is at Byron Center, and East Lansing is at Battle Creek Central. 8-man Division 1, it's Tekonche at Martin, and Goebbels at Adrian Lenawee Christian. In 8-man Division 2, Camden Frontier is at Colon, and Mendon is at Climax Scotts. With your morning sports for Monday, October 24th, I'm Dave Wolfe.